The Department of Hawaiian Homelands, a state agency responsible for leasing homestead lots to Native Hawaiians, is proposing a casino resort in Kapolei. Randy Akau, president of the Kanehili Hawaiian Homestead Association in Kapolei, says this was the first he's heard of it.
My concern is that beneficiaries need to be at the table. I know gaming can bring in a whole lot more of things that are good and not good. And one of the bright spots is the jobs. I noticed that first opportunities will be given to Native Hawaiians. But we have to look at the social impact it will have.
DHHL for years has been looking at various ways to raise revenue for its work, from developing commercial properties to gambling-related proposals that have never really caught any traction. Elmer Ka'ai, a former DHHL employee, says there's more to the discussion than gambling.
It's not really about gambling. It's more about thinking out of the box about revenue generating. The longer the discussion goes on, more and more people like myself would never get on the homestead.
Ka'ai is one of nearly 29,000 Native Hawaiians on the wait list for a homestead lot. The state agency has struggled to develop lots in part because of the high cost. DHHL Deputy Director Tyler Gomes says infrastructure alone runs upwards of $150,000 per lot.
If we had to just develop the lots for those 29,000 individuals and just put in the infrastructure, let's not even count the vertical, $150,000 at the minimum for 28,000 units is somewhere around $4.5 billion, right? The department hasn't received $5 billion in 100 years of existence.
The casino proposal is up for discussion at the Hawaiian Homes Commission meeting being held virtually online today and tomorrow. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.